Hey, Frank Stimenson with you real quick to remind you about our Cyber Monday deals. You got to act right now if you're not a Sideshow member. Lock in at an amazing rate. Monthly memberships, $5. Yearly memberships, $50. Discounts on lifetime memberships as well. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards accepted. And, of course, PayPal. Do it before prices are jacked up again. Become a true and honorable freak at superfreaksideshow.com.
Oh, black tranny, oh, black tranny, your pussy is quite lumpy. Oh, black tranny, oh, black tranny, your face is getting stubbly. Your penis is
December 1st, 2014. Coming up on the program today, Black Friday shaming. Plus, the lead singer of Creed is methed out of his head, eating shit in court, and Facebook whorehouse. All of this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
Push that whorehouse out.
Hey, freaks! Stimenson with you back to kick off a new week of programs. I feel like it's been so long since I've spoken to you. Last week was an abbreviated one because of the holidays, and I was working on the side getting my Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals going for you. That's right, the Distorted View store is new and improved, and everything is marked down. I really want to move product. That's right. It's Creepy Uncle Tim here, and I've whacked and gently massaged prices down. Kind of like if I was giving a massage to a young preteen boy. I would start off slow and work down, down, down. Oh, the prices are so low. Where my hands are traveling, I don't know. Oh, what do I feel there? A couple of small hairless lumps. Those must be the savings. They feel a lot like little boy balls. I don't know what I'm talking about here. I should really shut up before I say too much. But yes, I have relaunched the Distorted View store. Everything is working beautifully. The shipping calculator was a big problem with the last store, so I said, fuck it. Took the whole thing down and posted a nice, simple design. Everything is on sale for Cyber Monday. And since I post the show late, a lot of you guys don't know that the deal is going on right now, so I'll leave it up for another day. It'll go into Tuesday. But you better act now before prices go back up. Here's the deal. A lot of great... Let me go to the website because I don't even remember what I told you I would do for you. Everything's on sale. If you spend over $25, you get free stickers and patches. Spend over $50, you get a free random shirt. there are other deals, too. Like, for instance, if you buy a large Distorted View Freak Show poster, I'll throw in a large Tranny poster for free. Lower prices on the shot glasses and all the apparel. And then I have a few things that are really special for you guys on the site. I don't know if they're still available or not, or if someone has already purchased them. A couple of Satan Away shirts I found. And a couple of packs of DV trading cards. If you missed out on it the first time, you better grab them right now. I only have a few of them. So check out the Distorted View store at distortedview.com/store. If you order now, you're guaranteed to get your stuff well before Christmas. Of course, that's for U.S. orders only. I have no idea how long it takes to get your package to whatever fucking goddamn third world country you live in. But hopefully if you order now, it shouldn't take that long. You should get it before Christmas, but no guarantees there. So there you go. That's what's happening. Really, like $10 shirts, and that includes the new designs and everything. So check it out. The winter cap is on sale. I only have a few of those. I think I have one or two baseball caps left. Sweet fucking Christ, our Christmas album is on sale by a penny. Last year it was $7.99. I dropped it down to $7.98. That includes 13 amazing tracks sung by me. There's holiday favorites like Oh Black Tranny, you just heard. Worship songs and other classic music butchered by yours truly. So check all that stuff out. All right, enough self-promotion. God damn it. It's embarrassing. Such a sellout. I've got a lot of great stuff to talk to you about today and share with you. First up, I missed this over the weekend, but I've been trying to catch up on this story. The lead singer of Creed has done did gone crazy. He was always a little nutty with the religious stuff, but he's total batshit crazy now. He's homeless, living on the streets, doing videos, posting them on YouTube from Holiday Inns and shit. I'm pretty sure I could get him to suck my dick for a few bucks. I was watching those videos on XTube. It's called Street Trade. Look it up. It's where this guy, I was watching this. This guy jerks off in his car. He'll see like a homeless person just hanging out, and he'll sort of follow him in his car. And then eventually the homeless guy comes up to him and looks in the car and sees what's going on. And the guy's like, hey, do you want to get in for a few bucks? He's like, yeah. The homeless guy's always like, yeah, I'll watch you jerk off for a couple bucks. And sometimes the homeless guy will give, hey jays or even suck dick. And I have a feeling I could get Scott Stapp to do that. He's looking real rough, by the way. The lead singer of Creed, yeah, that's his name, Scott Stapp. You remember some of their hits. I could probably do a good impression of Scott Stapp, because I can talk like this, and this is how he sings. It's kind of like my fat girl voice, or my tranny voice. But if you don't recall, let me just refresh your memory with some Creed hits. This is With Arms Wide Open.
Yeah. Yeah. I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes and begin to pray. Stood down my face, his arms wide open under the sunlight. Welcome to
very hard to do that voice for any extended period of time. Their other big hit was Higher.
Can you take me higher?
I'll let them sing the song. Specifically Scott here. You guys remember Creed now, right?
When dreaming, gotta do another world. Time and time again. Yeah. It's sunrise, I fight to stay asleep. No one to lose comfort.
All this place.
here we go, let's do this.
Cause there's a hunger longing to escape from the life I live when I'm away. So let's go there, let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there.
Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see?
All right, it's a very early 2000s sound that Creed had. Now, as I was saying before I started singing Creed, I don't know if you remember what Scott Stapp looked like during his Creed days, but he had, like, the long Jesus hair. He was really going for a Jesus look. But something I've noticed with guys who have longer hair like that, as they get older, their hair gets stringy and it loses any volume that it once had. I don't know if this has something to do with the drugs Scott is taking. I said was, as if he'd stopped. He's very clearly on something in these videos. But, you know, it's funny because he still has that same long hair. It just doesn't look as good, and his face is very pale. Now, the video is a black and white video, but you can sort of tell, like, he's got meth face going on. Here he is talking a little bit about his troubles.
Right now I'm living in a Holiday Inn.
Ooh. Hey, it could be worse. It could be a Holiday Inn Express. Things could always be worse, Scott.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God, you're living at a Holiday Inn?
And take it all the way to the top.
I'm sorry, he's talking about wanting to get a lawyer there. I backtracked a little too far. This is about 8 minutes into his first public statement. He says that he, the record companies have done him wrong. You know, they're withholding money from him, sure. Because, you know, Creed is a big fucking cash cow for EMI or Warner Music or whatever. This isn't 1999 anymore, Scott.
Right now I'm living in a Holiday Inn by the grace of God. Because there's been a couple weeks where I had to sleep in my truck. I had no money, not even for gas or food. I went 2 days without eating because I had no money and ended up in an emergency room.
You, sir, are a pussy. You know, Gandhi went, what, how many days on his hunger strike? You couldn't make it 2 days? The real problem is the only thing in your stomach were drugs.
When I called the bank.
Allegedly.
See what happened to the funds that I had remaining in the bank. Someone had called, used my information. I guess they had my information.
Like, everyone is all of a sudden out to get Scott Stapp.
And changed my online passwords to my bank accounts.
To your mother sucks cocks in hell!
And transferred all the money.
He's a big born-again Christian. Did I mention that?
Out of my bank accounts.
If you really listen to how he speaks, it doesn't sound so much like someone has hacked into his account and stole his identity. It sounds like overdraft charges.
So I had nothing. I reported this to the bank 4 different times in person at 4 different branches. Also, via the phone 4 different times. And every time... Until yesterday, when I called and asked about, you know, how the investigation was going and what was going on, they told me no one's ever filed any fraud charges or made any claims, which blew my mind. I have all this documented. I have conversations.
Crazy people always sound like Alex Jones. I have the documents right here.
With the... bank representatives on the phone recorded so I can use it in court. I don't understand again why all this is happening to me, but between the IRS attacking me.
Oh, maybe it was the IRS who took the money out of your account.
Between the banks basically, you know, saying, yeah, all your money's been taken out of your account and there's nothing we can do. I even told them I hadn't eaten for 2 days, and they wouldn't even give me $5.
Yeah, they're not a charity. They're not going to give you money. Just because the banks control the money, it's not like they dole it out to anyone who asks for it.
To get something to eat.
It's not on a need basis, you know what I mean?
Now, I'm not playing victim here.
You kind of are!
And I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me, okay? I'm just telling you the truth about what's going on right now in my life.
I mean, he's produced 3 public statements, and since then he's deleted the videos, but because it's the internet, they will live forever. Now, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that the record company's trying to screw Scott out of his money. They've been known to do that. He says, about 8 weeks ago, I began an audit of not only my record company, but my personal finances. During the course of that audit, a lot of things were uncovered. A lot of money was stolen from me, royalties not paid, etc. All right, so that seems pretty plausible, right? The other stuff he says here, Florida is not safe. Biological weapons on the way. You have to leave with the kids and meet me in Atlanta. That's according to Scott. That's what Scott texted his wife, who promptly left his ass. She's filing for divorce and like, this is why he's crazy. I'm coming to get you, Satan and children. I don't know what that means. He's coming to get you, Satan. All right. No mercy. You know how this ends. God created you and now God is ending you. God is also telling me something about Palm Springs in Nashville. So now he's got a direct pipeline to heaven. He's talking to God directly, and God is warning him things. The prophet Scott Stapp. Yes, he's telling me something about Palm Springs in Nashville. So there's a connection somehow. He's also telling me DEA, which of course is the Drug Enforcement Administration. Now that sounds like someone who's paranoid and on drugs. The DEA's after me. They're after my money. You're like, he's totally paranoid about everything. I'm going to get you, Satan. There's biological weapons coming for me. I got to get out of here. Meet me in Atlanta. All right, so he's totally nuts. All right, what else did he say? A couple more things here. Wells Fargo working out my account problems. I'm out of gas. Haven't eaten all day. I'm asking if they can spot me $1,000. He's asking a bank if a bank can spot me. No, he's not taking out a loan. Nothing official. He just wants the teller to spot him $1,000 so I don't fall over from malnutrition. Who needs $1,000 of food a day? Unless that food is going in his veins. All right, I wouldn't doubt it if the CIA is behind Alcoholics Anonymous. If there was any doubt that Scott Stapp was high on the goofballs, that should clear things up. I'm looking at a picture here on Gawker of Scott Stapp during his glory days. And, he's got like cheeks and everything, but like you see the video, you really should compare. I'm going to put a side by side on today's album artwork or today's show notes or whatever, so you can see and compare the Scott Stapp of yesteryear to the Scott Stapp of today. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Can you take me higher? Well, apparently he found the right drugs to do so. Next up, I think this guy was around last year. He is the dude that goes and harasses Black Friday shoppers at, like, Walmart parking lots and shit. Now, his whole rap is he's angry at Americans who are shopping on Thanksgiving because they should be at home with their families. Meanwhile, he's not at home. Nor is he with his family. He has abandoned them to join everyone at Black Friday. He's just there for different reasons. He's not there to spend money. He's there to spread his views, I guess. Take a listen.
All these major retail stores.
By the way, he's dressed up like Santa Claus.
All these major retail stores opening on Thanksgiving is a disgrace. And it's about time that we shame these shoppers.
Thank you for ruining the tradition of Thanksgiving and forcing these poor workers to have to come in and work to soothe your parasitic, consumeristic, mentally enslaved moron mentality.
Most people are just laughing and saying, look at the crazy person.
Thank you, debt slaves, for going deeper into debt and pushing America off the financial cliff. Look at you guys, just lined up like a bunch of animals, some subhuman scum, ruining the Thanksgiving tradition.
That's true. They are scum. Now we're at Target, I think.
Santa Claus is...
Let me hear kids. Santa! This is not a Santa you want to interact with.
Santa Claus is here with a message for you parasites ruining the tradition of Thanksgiving. Shame on you all, really, for...
You know, I realize that, you know, it sucks for Walmart employees or Target employees, anyone that has to work Thanksgiving night at these dumb stores, but, you know, it is at night. Like, it's dark. It's like 8 o'clock at night when this dude was out screaming at shoppers. It's not like you're spending time with your family. You know what time I got done with my Thanksgiving dinner? 2! We were done eating by 2 in the afternoon. I drove up to Ashtabula the night before. That's a 3-hour drive, right? Spent the night with my mom. Why did that sound gross when I said that? I don't mean that I wasn't in the same bed with her, but I went and visited with my mom. And then the next day, Thanksgiving, I was over at my aunt's at noon. We were eating by 1. I was on the road back down to Columbus by like 2:30. So, you know, and I think most people, and I remember like growing up, we didn't spend all day with the family. We went over, we had turkey, spent an hour or two, and then we were done. When we went home and did absolutely nothing for the rest of the day. So, you know, it sucks that these people have to work on a holiday, but really, for the consumers, nothing is going on.
Mindlessly consuming, mentally enslaved morons going deeper into debt that you will soon regret.
How do you know they're going into debt?
Stupid!
Spending money you don't have on things you don't need. Buy a bigger flat screen so you can do...
A 50-inch for $200? No one's going into debt buying that. I'm just going to get a big-ass TV. I missed out on that $200 deal, by the way. I was kind of upset. I wanted to get my mom that. You know, kind of saying thank you for reading all those horrible, disgusting Craigslist ads throughout the year. And I thought, well, that would be great. All my mom does is watch TV. That's all she does now. And she has like a 32-inch in the living room, which is okay. But I thought, oh, that would be great. We'd move that one to the living room or the bedroom and give her a nice big... fat 50-inch TV for a very low price. She doesn't know the difference between Sony and Sony. You know, the Chinese brand, S-O-H-N-Y. Actually, well, I don't know. It wasn't a Sony, but it was like, you know, an Element or one of those Seiki things or whatever. The cheap TVs. But, you know, she doesn't need anything fancy. She doesn't need a 240-hertz refresh rate. She lived a large portion of her life when all there was black and white. Fuzzy black and white, staticky black and white. So anything is an improvement. But I missed out on that deal because I didn't want to go to any actual store. I thought I'd be able to be lazy and grab this deal online. Here's the thing, though, what I've learned. There are people way lazier than me. They will do anything they can in their power to not get up. They work incredibly hard at not working. And if that means... staying up all night and hitting refresh every 3 seconds on their browser, they'll do it. And that's exactly what happened. There are people way lazier, more disgusting, more slovenly than me. Let's finish up with this guy here screaming at the shoppers.
Catch yourself further from reality. I bet most of you don't have a dollar saved for retirement, but your New World Order government will save you.
I thought he sounded a lot like Alex Jones. He's obviously a disciple.
You are a disgrace to Christmas, worse than parasites and animals who have a purpose and follow a protocol. Shame on you all. Ho, 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 you're a disgrace to Christmas.
By the way, just to give you an idea of who this dude is, his name is Mark Dice, and among the many videos he's posted... a lot of them have to do with the Illuminati, and as a matter of fact, he was on an episode of Ancient Aliens, which I guess is a series, I don't know if it was a special or a series, on H2, which is History Channel's second, more nutty, sister cable station. All right, so here is Mark talking about his appearance.
Talking about the possibility of the Illuminati working with extraterrestrials, evil entities, or demons, whatever you want to call them.
Guys, I swear to God, I didn't think we could sink lower than where TLC is at. But I think H2, the network, may have done the impossible.
Demons, whatever you want to call them, some sort of...
Wait a second. Demons? What was that?
extraterrestrials, evil entities or demons, whatever you want to call them, some sort of super advanced creatures.
The Illuminati working with demons. Yeah, makes sense. Sure.
or entities. The episode airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time on H2. There's an Ancient Aliens marathon, so just make sure that you find the right episode or in the History Channel.
This was just posted a few days ago, so I'm sure we could catch a repeat and see Mark Dice in action. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news! Right now. Amazing sideshow deals. If you're not a member, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. Tomorrow I'll have an extended show for you. Then we'll be back with an exclusive show on Wednesday. And we end the week with another exclusive program on Friday as well. So, sign up for the sideshow. Become a member and support this stupidity at SuperFreakSideshow.com. And, real quick, let me remind you about our evil sister site, much like H2. This is where all of the bad content goes. Ungod.ly. Ungodly. This is where I post videos of very not safe for work stuff. Stuff that I could never post on DistortedView.com or SuperFreakSideshow.com. I posted a new video called The Great American Chocolate Factory. This being Distorted View, I'll give you three guesses as to what that's all about. Keyword chocolate. Check it out on god.ly. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Illinois, specifically Rock Island County. A man accused of a gun offense was ordered Thursday to serve 30 days in jail for contempt of court. Why, you ask? Well, he threw himself to the courtroom floor and began screaming that a sheriff's deputy was trying to hurt him. D'Anthony Terrence... That's not what makes this a Distorted View newsworthy story. D'Anthony Terrence Parker, 31, was led into the fifth floor Rock Island County courtroom on Thursday with his hands in shackles. The result of an incident the day prior when he was caught eating feces during an arraignment hearing. Oh, what is that? Wait a second. I recognize this audio. We haven't played it in a long time. Uh-huh. Yes. It's the shit slurper. There he goes. Slurping up. Oh. At one point, I'm pretty sure he vomits. Oh. Oh. There it is. Good job. What's wrong with my shit? You don't like it? Oh. Another nice trip down memory lane. Which is always a dangerous proposition here on Distorted View Daily. All right, D'Anthony Terrence Parker ate his shit during an arraignment hearing before Judge F. Michael Meerson. Mr. Parker was scheduled to be arraigned on a charge alleging he unlawfully had a 9mm handgun on October 9th as a convicted felon. However, after the judge smelled the offending odor, the hearing was postponed a day. You didn't see him eating it? You just smelled it? All right. According to the court docket, quote, the defendant in court has feces on his hands and legs and is eating slash licking it. He returned to court on Thursday, but upon being led into the courtroom, dropped into the fetal position on the floor and began shouting that a deputy, standing 20 feet away, mind you, intended him harm. He gon' hurt me, Mr. Parker repeatedly yelled. He be the donut man. No, he didn't say that. The deputy surrounded him, telling him to calm down. Eventually, the deputy left the courtroom, and the other court officials got Mr. Parker to his feet. But as arraignment proceedings began, Mr. Parker continued shouting, there he goes again! He's trying to hurt me! His shouts earned him 30 days in jail for contempt. Have we done a psych evaluation on him yet? Might be a good idea. The deputy later returned to the courtroom. He denied having had any prior contact with Mr. Parker and said he didn't recognize the defendant. I don't know him, he said. Court officials Thursday suggested Mr. Parker's behavior was not a question of mental health so much as a cry for attention. I'm sorry, you eat your own shit. There's something wrong upstairs. Again, according to the court docket, this is not a mental issue. It is an issue of attempted obstruction of the process of the court. Mr. Parker, who was already in custody prior to the contempt order, is scheduled to return to court on December 16th for a preliminary hearing on the weapons charge. Oh, I can't wait to see what he does next. I'm going to chew off his foot. Second story we have for you today. A commercial airplane traveling from Boston to L.A. was forced to make an unscheduled landing in Nebraska, of all places. You know there was something going down, like an emergency, because why else would you ever stop in Nebraska? Even if you were, like, questioning if you had enough fuel, we'll chance it. Want to stop in Nebraska. All right, the commercial airplane had to stop because of an unruly passenger from the Bay Area. The Federal Aviation Administration said the Virgin America flight made the unscheduled landing Monday morning at Omaha's Epley Airfield following a medical emergency on board. But the police report paints a slightly different picture. 26-year-old Doug Adams of Woodside was masturbating in flight. It's your in-flight masturbation session. He was masturbating in flight and later tried to open an exit door. I just feel bad for the other passengers. They're just, you know, trying to enjoy their trip, watching their crappy in-flight movie, like Heaven is for Real or something, and they hear this. Can't pay attention. I can't hear! What is that little boy saying? Did he die? Is he in heaven? Or is this a dream? I don't know. I'm too distracted by the man ejaculating. 14B. Okay. All right. He's still blowing his wad. And then, to top it all off, after he's done, he's like, I gotta get out of here. Thank you for the peanuts and hospitality, but... you know how it is after you come. You just want to get out. Leave. I got to go. And then he's trying to open the door to the plane that's in the air. All right. Where are we at here now? The U.S. Attorney's Office told reporters in Nebraska that Adams was taken to the hospital for observation. Sam Slater, an L.A. film producer who videotaped police officers boarding the plane in Omaha and taking a man away in handcuffs, said the passenger was wearing a hospital bracelet and sat behind him on the plane. Slater's business partner, Paul Bernan, said the man returned from the bathroom and began arguing with a woman sitting next to him and tried to tell an attendant that he wanted her to move. He, at that point, was fidgeting and began to remove the plastic covering from the emergency exit door and tried to pull open the door, Slater said. Fortunately, there were a couple of Boston police officers on the flight, and they were there to help. So there you go. That's what's happening in the air over in Nebraska. Final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Fly, oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Praise. Give me hallelujah. Down home of Florida, did a moan for no day. Have it up and out! Florida is a moan
for
no day.
For you true fans, hardcore fans of Distorted View Daily, you will have noticed that that was a different take of the retard Florida jingle. I didn't even know I had that. I don't remember Corey re-recording that one. All right, whatever. This one comes from Venice, Florida. A 17-year-old girl sat in jail on Monday night, charged with human trafficking. What? Of course it happened in Florida. Venice police accused her of prostituting a 15-year-old girl. She offered the girl to a 21-year-old man in exchange for money. That's typically how it works. Good businesswoman. The teen at the center of the prostitution ring went to Riverview High School in Sarasota. John Musher, or Marsher, 21, who police say paid $40 in a bottle of alcohol. He got a pretty good deal to bang a fucking 15-year-old. These goddamn underage girls don't know what they're worth. The younger you are, the more you can charge. You know... kids these days are way more sophisticated when it comes to, like, technology. They know all about this stuff, but they don't know how to sell properly. They don't know what their worth is. Maybe it was a Black Friday deal or something. I don't know, but for 40 bones and a shitty bottle of Boone's apple wine or whatever, that lucky SOB was getting a bargain. Venice Police Department said the 17-year-old used Facebook to set up the meeting. Ah, Facebook. Meanwhile, everything I try to post gets taken down and censored. Just because I'm linking to scat porn and stuff. But I'm not, you know, trying to lure old men to fuck young girls. Probably a better business model than this sideshow bullshit. Maybe I should look into this. Any underage girl listeners, contact me if you want to go into business together. All right. Police say she also used Facebook to organize her prostitute business. Police say she offered $50 for oral sex and $100 for sex with a virgin. Now, that's smart. Charge more for the virgin. I still say it's priced way too low. Venice police say she developed the plan. She has a business plan? I don't even have a business plan. Just one day I thought, huh, I'll start charging for extra content, and I totally pulled the price out of my asshole. All right, police say she also, oh, I'm sorry, she used Facebook to organize her prostitute business. She developed the plan over the summer to get other teens at Riverview High School to have sex for money. The plan unraveled when four girls at neighboring Venice High School, those fucking sluts, bitches, told the school resource officer, a teen male there, as well as the girl from Riverview High School, asked them to join the prostitution ring. The fucking snitches. The Venice school resource officer opened the investigation. Police say there are at least three teenage prostitution meets the 17-year-old arranged. In the one case officers acted on, the 15-year-old told police she met Mosher at a community pool. They were planning to have sex in the pool shed. When she tried to back out, she told police he forced her. These fucking bitches. Police stressed none of the sex acts took place on school property. So, there you go. Like, it wouldn't matter if it did. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. If you're new to the program, or maybe you re-signed up for the sideshow, or you just never called into the voicemail line, give it a shot. 206-666-4463. Say hello to me.
Hi, Tim. This is Haley the Comic speaking.
No, you're not.
I was listening to your...
Everyone's calling in pretending to be Haley's Comet and then annoying me.
Monday show. Sorry, I'm sick right now. And you mentioned that you'd like to collect some more taboo cards. Well, as a member of the Timothy James Henson Puss Posse, I'm going to give you three cards.
Oh, yes. I'm allowed to say the N-word because black people have allowed me to. I got a black listener to say it was okay. Guy got a free pass. Then one of you lady listeners said I can use the cunt word.
One is the cunt card. One
Thank
of my
you.
Favorite words.
It's always good to have a couple extra ladies allowing me to say the cunt word.
Another is the cancer card, as I am a cancer survivor, and I think people should still be able to joke about it.
Titty cancer? Pussy cancer? What's going on? Asshole cancer?
And the third and probably most valuable card, I think.
Because the funniest, obviously, is asshole cancer?
Offer is the rape card.
Oh, were you raped, too?
As
you've had a very charmed life.
I have been raped.
God, could your life get any worse?
Enough, I still have a fetish for rape.
Did he rape you? Whoa. Wait. What was that?
Rape card. As I have been raped. Weirdly enough, I still have a fetish for rape. What?
Yeah.
But hey, that's why it's
freak. That guy did a real number on you.
Anyway, I hope, you know, your
What about cancer play?
Heart's not giving out or anything weird, and
yeah.
You're having a great day,
Yeah, so far so good. Thank you for the call, and thank you for letting me make fun of rape and say cunt. God. What else do I need? I guess, like, a Pakistani to call in. Make fun of those dirty assholes. I don't know. I don't know what other groups I talk about. What? Jews. I got the Jew card. Don't I have the Jew card?
What kind of doctor can't afford $5 a month?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ, you should have been a veterinarian.
I don't know what that is in reference to, but yeah, what he said.
Hey, Tim, it's the listener who called in requesting What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner.
Yeah, I nailed it, by the way.
I am indeed a sideshow member, so I just wanted to thank you
good.
playing that song. It really made my day.
What a nice advertisement for the sideshow.
Yeah.
Listen to me belt out Tina Turner classics.
Shit like this is the reason I subscribe.
All right.
So have a good day.
Thank you very much. Next time, speak the fuck up. Thank you.
Tim, this is the sideshow listener.
Like this loudmouth asshole.
Fish hook episiotomy. I'm listening to your sideshow about how you're, I think it was like the 11th, November 13th or something like that. And you're saying that you had to re-record the show like five times because you lost the audio.
Yeah.
There are two things that I can suggest to you, just because I've had the same...
I love the person. I don't know. It may have been a sideshow exclusive program, but someone called in and said, Tip, you've been doing this for 10 years. How have you not figured out how to record a show? Which was a valid criticism, I thought.
Same thing with both GarageBand and then when I was on a Windows machine using Sonar.
Save your work.
One of the things that you need to do is pretty obvious would be to see about using like Time Capsule or Time Machine just to do a backup. I can't tell you how many times. Not just to
Yeah, I was going to, for any of you MacTards out there, does Time Machine back things up? Like, how does that work? Because I'm afraid like it backs things up maybe like once a day or whatever. One, you know, does it back things up constantly? Like if I'm working on a document for like 5 hours or 3 hours or whatever, does it constantly make backups of that?
Audio recording, but
I get all of my tech support help from hosting this show.
So, like, just doing regular.
The show comes to a screeching halt because I'm fucking clueless.
Development that I fucked something.
It's better than me calling in to tech support and crying. I don't know what happened. I lost it. And I got this paper due in college, and it's all gone. We used to play those tech support phone calls at the top of the show. That was one of my favorites. The girl crying because she lost her paper. I'm never letting anyone use my computer. This is a stupid machine.
By doing like miscellaneous keystrokes and couldn't figure it out. And so as a last-ditch effort, I'd go back to the Time Capsule saves and find what I was looking at.
Okay.
It won't be exactly what you're looking for, but it will at least be able to retain some of that shit that you're trying to do. And then the other thing, this one's not as obvious, and I actually had to do it for web development purposes, is on a Mac, you have a thing called Spotlight, and Spotlight is by default indexing your files.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you can do is...
I'm sure this is fascinating for everyone listening. Fast forward.
Is tell it to not index the files in certain locations. So you can blacklist folders and things. You need to do that for your GarageBand. You also need to do that for any of the things, any of the files that you're sitting there constantly...
Don't I want that searchable?
...constantly touching and updating. So audio files, like JavaScript files, PHP. I don't know how much of the web development shit you do. But it'll make you run so much faster.
Oh, I don't need a faster... Oh, God. Okay, thank you.
Tim, this is Window Licker.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm going to shoot up all...
Another shitty batch of voicemail calls. As always, we need to step up our game, freaks. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the Show Watch. Guys, email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it all good?
A couple weeks where I had to sleep in my truck.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. See you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Things are gonna get worse, and I know you can trust me. I know. And then I'll say things get better, but I wouldn't know, 'cause you told me this was all in my head. You're sitting on a wealth of that stuff yourself, and I'm lying under my bed. But just when you're getting blacker, well, you get kicked in the teeth, and then it's back down to the bottom again. You.